triple firepower arrived on Capitol Hill Wednesday morning to testify before the Senate Armed Services Committee about a new strategy for Afghanistan. President Obama plans to send 30,000 additional troops to Afghanistan, bringing the total number to 100,000 by next summer. Defense Secretary Robert Gates and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton say Afghanistan's stability is at stake.
Failure in Afghanistan would mean a Taliban takeover of much, if not most, of the country, and likely a renewed civil war.
The case for action against al-Qaeda and its allies has always been clear, but the United States' course of action over the last 8 years has not. The fog of another war obscured our focus.
Gates says U.S. forces will concentrate on southern and eastern Afghanistan, and the administration will reevaluate the strategy in a year. He urged NATO to fight the insurgency in the north and west. The president set a U.S. withdrawal date of July 2011, prompting this from Republican Senators Lindsey Graham and John McCain.
I think that's the wrong impression to give our friends. It's the wrong impression to give our enemies. It's the wrong impression to give the men and women who want to go over there and win, not start withdrawing on an arbitrary date.
Is it possible in December 2010 to reach the conclusion it is not wise to withdraw anyone in July 2011? Is that possible?
I think the president, as commander-in-chief, always has the option to adjust his decisions.
Mr. Obama announced his new Afghan strategy after 3 months of deliberations, the reason explained by Admiral Michael Mullen, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff.
I do not recall an issue so thoroughly or so thoughtfully considered as this one. Every military leader in the chain of command, as well as those of the Joint Chiefs, was given voice throughout this process, and every one of us used it.
The troop buildup carries a $30 billion price tag. Some Democrats argue that that money should be used instead for economic recovery efforts. Carolyn Presutti, VOA News.